Homeward is committed to partnering with parents and equipping you with the resources you need to raise your kids to become responsible adults. And Steadfast Companies, a leading real estate investment company, is proud to partner with Homeward to bring you the following podcast presentation.
With the BlackBerry cell phone, home phone, Gmail, Google, it's becoming sort of overwhelming.
I'm programmed for practical functions only.
I want to believe.
Confused? You won't be.
I'm Jim Burns. It seems like your home is in constant state of chaos. Well, Kathy Peel knows how you feel. These days, she's known as America Online's family and kids coach. But back when her oldest son was in kindergarten, she found herself struggling with even the most basic of household tasks, like getting him to school on time and wearing clean clothes. Well, Kathy Peel says that most families already have what they need to be stress-free and successful. The problem is a lack of understanding of how to manage time and resources. So during the next half hour, I'm going to continue my conversation with her about an extreme makeover for desperate households like yours and like mine. From the studios at the Homeward Center for Youth and Family on the campus of Azusa Pacific University, welcome to Homeward with parenting and family expert Dr. Jim Burns. I'm Roger Marsh. You know, striving to meet students where they are, Azusa Pacific offers several programs online, including 10 undergraduate degrees, 10 master's degrees, 5 credentials, 4 certificates, and 1 authorization. If you'd like to learn more about the online distance learning opportunities available through Azusa Pacific University, you can go to homeward.com. Isn't it interesting? I mean, you can take advantage of the virtual world and get a good college education from just about anywhere. Wouldn't it be great if you could just go online and find a solution to all of your home problems, too? Well, if you're listening to us online at homeward.com, where we're streaming audio, we've got some good practical advice for you today with Dr. Jim Burns and Kathy Peel, starting right now on Homeward. Welcome to Homeward. I'm Jim Burns, and I'm smiling. Kathy Peel is just such a fun person, and it's a continuing conversation today about extreme makeovers for desperate households. Kathy Peel is America Online's family and kids coach. She's also the founder and CEO of Family Manager. She has written 18 books, sold over 2 million copies, including her bestseller, which we actually had her on our show talking about this, The Family Manager's Guide to Summer Survival. Kathy and her husband, Bill, live in the Dallas area. They've been married for about 35 years. Kathy, welcome back to our program.
Great to be with you.
It's always a pleasure to have you. Good family management is more than just cooking and taxi driving, although that's obviously a part of it, but it's about creating a place for our loved ones to thrive.
Right.
And I know you say that so often, so well, but sometimes when we're talking about family management and, you know, we have a need for a desperate household needs to move from chaos to at least some order and some harmony, you know, you say, well, that's for somebody else's personality. But I think I remember you telling me once that you didn't start as the most orderly person known to humankind.
Right. Jim, when Bill and I married 35 years ago, I was very domestically challenged. I had grown up in a home where I didn't have to do anything. I didn't have to help with housework. I never babysat, so I didn't know anything about children. But I wanted to be a good wife. I wanted to be a good mom someday. I wanted to run a home where people like to come through the front door. And I was clueless as to how to make it happen. And I began reading books about home and organization and those types of things and realizing, wow, I am not organized by nature. And I learned the principles that I write about and speak about. I learned these things the hard way. I'll never forget when our first son started kindergarten. I would push that snooze button until the last minute and then jerk him out of bed. John, okay, it's time to go to kindergarten. And, oh, I hope we have clean clothes. And I'd do the sniff test. Then I'd walk into the kitchen. I was always out of milk. And this is true, Jim. I was carpooling with a friend who was just like me. And we were always running late. And we had to put radar detectors on our car to get our children to school without getting a ticket. And that was the year my life turned around because I thought, I am doing my family a disservice by not managing our schedule, our home, the communication, you know, the laundry. Just, yeah. I've got to learn to do that better. And Jim, if I can do this, anybody can do it because I'm really right brain. I'm not naturally organized, but yet I saw the stress it put upon my family when we didn't know if we had clean clothes or we didn't know if we had milk for breakfast. And so my passion is to help busy families make their home a good place to be and all work together
Well, you know, and that is a great passion, and it's also the need that we all want. And I think one of the things, when a household has moved into what you might call desperate state, it's bound to have an impact on marriage also. And I know that happens when there's chaos in the home. A lot of times, you know, the marriage then isn't as intimate as we would like it to be. I know in your book, Desperate Households, you actually tell a story that you called Bill and Kathy's Not So Excellent Adventure. I think it was about a vacation that went bad. Do you remember that story?
I do. Every year, for about the first 15, 16 years of our marriage, when we would leave on summer vacation, I was in a bad mood. And that is because for 3-4 weeks prior to the vacation, I had been making the plans. Are we going to fly? Are we going to drive? Who's going to service the car? We got to stop the mail. Who's going to water the plants and feed the dogs and get all the kids' stuff together? And Bill would just show up. And I was just angry. But truth be known, if I went to Bill's office and tried to help him out with some of his tasks, I wouldn't know exactly what to do. I think we women, we want our husbands to read our minds. We want them to automatically know what to do, when to do it, to see the things we see. And really, good management of a corporation or a family is about continuing education of the team members. And so Bill and I sat down and we talked about these things, about really what it took to pull this off. And after we did that, you know what, Jim? He helps get ready. We're a team about this now. And there's a document, a free document on the Family Manager website entitled Who's Responsible for What? This can save your marriage.
Yeah,
it can save
great.
Your family. Because families don't sit down and talk about, okay, who is responsible for what? Yeah. Whether it's taking out the garbage or planning the vacation or paying the bills or picking up the kids. And it's a document that's, there are a lot of tasks that go on to make a home a good place to be. Yeah. But we need to know who's responsible for those.
That makes so much sense. Because I think a lot of times when we don't know, then we resort to nagging at each other to get the kids going or to get the husband or the wife going, to help in the home. And I'm sure there are better options. Now, you recommend actually reducing nagging to increase the teamwork, don't you?
Right. Nobody stands at that altar and says, I do and I will become a nag. But we do because our expectations aren't met. And I like to, and there are things that need to be done around the house, okay? We can't just roll over. But there are fun ways, okay, to make housework more positive for family members. For example,
that sounds like an oxymoron, housework and fun. But
there
you're saying
go.
You can do that.
But you can.
Okay. Diet, ice cream, housework, fun. Okay,
there
I want to hear this one.
Yeah, you're getting it. Clutter jail. You just decide as a family, okay, this laundry basket or this milk crate, this is going to be clutter jail. And if you leave your dirty socks or your favorite toy or whatever it is in the middle of the floor or some place that's supposed to be a clutter-free zone, it goes to jail. And you can get it out, you know, Sunday night, and you have to pay a handling charge to get it out of jail. Okay?
Some husbands wouldn't have enough underwear, Kathy.
I was at a workshop. I was teaching a family manager workshop, right. And a man raised his hand and said, I'll tell you how my mom taught me to pick up my clothes. I came home from school one day, and she had nailed them to the floor. Now, that's a little extreme. I don't suggest that.
Right. That's a great idea, the family. And really what it does is it keeps the home environment from being as negative as so many home environments go.
Right.
Yeah. Now, at the same time, you have a quote, Proverbs 17:22, if I'm thinking it's correct, where it says, a cheerful heart is good medicine. And yet you say that can kind of help us with our priorities. How does a cheerful heart can be good medicine work with priorities in keeping the home more orderly?
If you approach your priorities and keeping the home orderly with a more positive attitude and kind of a can-do, okay, let's make this fun, it makes everybody's life better.
Yeah.
If you say, okay, now tonight we're going to have a 7-minute nightly cleanup sprint, and in between dinner time and bedtime, we're going to put on some great music. We're going to turn on the oven timer for just 7 minutes. And we can work for 7 minutes. And you just kind of run around and fast forward and throw away today's papers, fluff the sofa pillows, take out the trash, get the last dishes in the dishwasher. You can vacuum a room in 7 minutes. Somebody can be in charge of that. I mean, even a 2-year-old or a 3-year-old can be part of this. You put a sock on that child's hand and say, okay, you've got to dust the baseboards. Now, that doesn't help, but that child's learning to be a part of a team. The point is, you do that for 7 minutes, a night, it helps you keep up with clutter and housework. Yeah.
No, it's great. And it is teamwork. And hey, you got me motivated. This is great. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to ask you about mornings, dinner time. Some of those can be pretty harried. And I know you got some good tips for that as well. Kathy Peel with us. What a privilege to have her. We'll be back in just a moment. Don't go away. I'm Jim Burns. You're listening to Homeward.
And you're listening to Homeward from the studios at the Homeward Center for Youth and Family on the campus of Azusa Pacific University. Welcome to today's edition of the broadcast. I'm Roger Marsh. If you're just joining us, you just heard part one of today's conversation here on the program. Dr. Jim Burns talking with Kathy Peel, author, speaker, AOL's family coach. She's written a book called Desperate Households, and we are looking at an extreme makeover for desperate households. If you and your family feel like you fit that description right now, I want to encourage you to go to homeward.com, our online resource center. If you're not there already, we have dozens, hundreds, in some cases thousands of materials that you can take advantage of. Good place to start would be going to our articles and media section. There's several hundred articles, tip sheets, video clips, and more that are available there. If you go to the keyword section where it says get answers, you can just type in parenting tips or desperate households, and a number of different articles will come up. You can read them online, you can download them, or you can actually watch the video clips. All that's available without cost because of your prayers and faithful financial support. So check us out online today at homeward.com.
Every teacher I know tells me that a parent's involvement in their child's homework has significant influence on whether or not the child succeeds. I'm Jim Burns from Homeward. It's no secret that getting your son or daughter to do their homework can be a hassle, but it doesn't have to be that way. On a recent edition of our Homeward radio program, I talked with Dr. John Roseman about ending the homework hassle with your kids.
If I have to get involved in your school life, in your social life, in any aspect of your life, that means that you have not taken care of business. And that is what both of us should want, is to accept our responsibilities and yet enjoy the freedom that comes along with that.
It doesn't have to be a hassle getting your kids to do their homework. Establish clearly defined expectations and make sure your kids are involved in that process also, because kids are more likely to support what they help create. For a free copy of my tip sheet called Ending the Homework Hassle with Your Kids, go to homeward.com.
Nothing is more important for a parent to pass along to a child than a legacy of faith in Jesus Christ. And when you visit Homeward's online resource center, you'll find literally dozens of practical tips for doing so. Learn more about how to leave a spiritual legacy for your children when you go to homeward.com.
Welcome back. I'm Jim Burns. Kathy Peel with us today. We're having a great conversation about having an extreme makeover for desperate households. Doesn't that probably include your household? I know at times it sure does mine. How do you restore order and harmony in life and home? And again, there's no perfect restoration process here, but she sure has a lot of great ideas. You've probably heard her or seen her on many media outlets. She's been on Oprah and so many other types of programs, as well as she's America Online's family and kids coach, founder and CEO of Family Manager, written lots of great books, lives in Dallas with her husband, Bill. Kathy, right before the break, I'd mentioned that so oftentimes mornings and dinner times can be two of the most harried times of the day for families. Now, I know you have some tips for improving those family rush hours, I think is what you call it.
Yes. It's important to remember that mornings are the launching pad for our family's day. Now, you may say, well, I'm not a morning person. I got to tell you, if you're a parent, you've got to become a morning person. And if I can do it, you can do it too. Because our children are going out into a stress-filled world. And we're doing them a disservice if we're sending them out rushing around. Every family can sit around. Maybe it's just mom or it's just dad for 3 or 4 minutes. We're not talking about fixing a big breakfast, but sit around the table, remind those kids that you love them, pray about the day, ask them if there's anything they need, like school supplies, get into their world, let them know that you care. That is so important to just send them out because they are going out into a stress-filled world. As far as dinner time, many families find it hard to get everybody around the table. And maybe you need to cut back on some activities, or maybe you can only get around the table, let's just say 3, hopefully 4 nights a week. try to do that, because there is empirical data, Jim, that kids who grow up eating dinner with their family are less likely to get involved in drugs and alcohol and more likely to succeed in school. Yeah. But it's just, it means a little bit of advance work, and it means everybody in the family pitching in to make it help. One thing I suggest, because there are a lot of days when if you've got a multiple kids going different ways, you need to be able to throw together dinner in 30 minutes or less. So you want to keep those supplies on hand so that if mom gets home first, or if dad or a teenager, they know, okay, we're doing, this is one of our five quick meals that we can do.
Right. And, you know, it's a great idea. And you're right. The empirical data is amazing when it comes to, if you have a family dinner three or four times a week, kids are less promiscuous sexually. Kids are less involved in drug and alcohol abuse. They get better grades. And, you know, I think sometimes when people think about dinner, they think about it has to be an amazing dinner. And actually, you know, you want to have good food groups pretty much represented, but it doesn't have to be so prolonged. It can be pretty quick is what you're saying.
It can have a profound influence on your family. If you'll say, okay, we are going to sit down for 20 minutes as a family, we are going to turn off the television, the telephones, the PDAs, and we're just going to eat together. It doesn't have to be fancy, but we're going to connect. We're going to talk about our day.
And that really does make a difference. And it doesn't have to be always just even an environment where it's warmer. You're talking about the most deepest things.
Right.
It's just the family interacts.
Yes.
You know, and that becomes a family interaction time. Now, we've been talking about teamwork, and we've been talking all about this, but you know, there are kids, and there's many of our listeners are probably saying, yeah, but you don't understand my kid, you know, who really just won't cooperate. I mean, I'm not saying they don't cooperate. They won't cooperate. I mean, there's times when they're stubborn, they're strong-willed. You know, how do you help that kid kind of get in line with the rest of the team, if you would?
I have many parents come and say, okay, we delegated chores, and my 10-year-old just will not cooperate, or my 16-year-old daughter just will not do what she's supposed to do around the house. And I have to look at those parents in the eyes and ask them, okay, does that 16-year-old daughter, does she watch any television? Does she talk to her friends on the phone? Does she IM her friends? And of course, the parents always say, yes, because these are normal American children.
Sure.
What about that 10-year-old boy? Does he play video games? Does he watch any television, play with his friends? Well, of course. I remind parents that those are not rights. Those are privileges. And we have a nation full of kids who are learning that they get privileges without fulfilling their responsibilities, and that is not a good thing. When they go out into the real world, they're not going to have the privilege of getting a paycheck. So parents need to stand firm and say, okay, I love you, but if you don't vacuum the family room, if you don't put away your laundry, whatever it is, you may not turn on the television, you may not get on the computer, talk to your friends, and got to stand firm.
Yeah, no, I think it is standing firm. We're not their friend. We're, you know, we're parenting them. We've
right.
got to keep it firm, and at the same time, you can do that with joy. You know, I oftentimes will say to our kids, and it's something that I teach here at Homeward, is just basically to say, nevertheless, we're going to get this done. You know, I feel your pain. Nevertheless,
right.
you know, this is going to happen, and you move on. Now, I want you to take a few moments to talk about what you call the three D's. I think it's do, delegate, delete. I love this.
A daily hit list is what I call my to-do list, and it divides up the tasks into seven areas of the home. The home and property, the food department, finances, special events, time and scheduling, family and friends, and then self-management. Those are seven areas. Everybody, whether you're single, single again, married, emptiness, doesn't matter. You've got to run those seven areas of your life. So instead of getting up in the morning and writing this long, long to-do list, you look at your management responsibilities in categories. So that makes a difference. So you write down what you're going to do, what you think you need to do that day, but then go through the list in those categories, and what can you delete? You do not need to vacuum every day. And you think, are there people that vacuum? Yes, there are. They just, my mother did, so I should too. A lot of people are trying to do too much in a 24-hour period. So what can you delete? And then what can you delegate? Because a good manager of a business or a home is not going to try to do everything himself or herself. He or she is going to empower that team and delegate responsibilities.
No, do, delegate, and delete. Those are great.
Yeah.
It's a great reminder that we don't have to do it all. And if we try to do it all, then our home's going to be in a mess anyway. And then that's going to affect our kids, and it's going to affect our marriage if we're married.
Right.
And it's going to affect, you know, every aspect of our
it
life.
Will.
Now, we don't have much time left, but I want to talk about one area that you just mentioned a little while ago. One of the major areas of a family manager where we neglect is this, especially in the makeovers, is self-care. And you have a quote from Scott Peck. It says, none of us can be a source of strength unless we nurture our own strength. You know, today so many people aren't really taking care of themselves, so they don't have anything to give.
So true. So many women especially, because we're kind of the nurturing ones, they tell me, I'm so busy caring for everyone else, I don't have time to care for myself. Well, truth of the matter is, if you don't care for yourself, and if you crash and burn, hit the wall, end up in the hospital, or it's not going to be pretty. And I can say this with conviction, Jim, because if you had met me, oh, a little over 20 years ago, you would have seen that I was getting all the rest of the family manager departments. They were starting, I was doing my housework quicker, faster. I was building this family team. I was learning to cook better, but I was delegating a lot of that too. But I wasn't taking care of myself. I hadn't added that seventh department. And I did. I crashed and burned. I hit the wall, ended up in the hospital, and it's very hard to run your home from the horizontal position.
That's right.
And I like to tell people, you can let the laundry go, and that doesn't affect everything else in your life. You may be eating too much fast food. That's not a good thing. You can work on it. It's not going to affect everything else. Your bills may be late this month. Doesn't affect everything else. But if you don't take care of yourself, if you don't see that you need to keep your mind sharp, learn something new every day, nurture your spirit, spend time in God's Word and in prayer, take care of your body. Yeah. If you don't prioritize that, that's the one department. Everything else suffers if you let that one go.
No, that's so true. And I want to encourage our listeners to take care of yourself. It's not a selfish thing. And many moms will think, well, that's selfish. But it really isn't the selfish thing. It's the right thing to do.
It is the right thing to do.
And it's the way we can then have enough strength to nurture our family and take care and, frankly, become family managers. Kathy Peel, thank you for being with us.
So good to be with you.
And that concludes part two of Dr. Jim Burns' two-part conversation with Kathy Peel here on the Homeward Broadcast. Kathy is AOL's family coach, and she's written a book called Desperate Households. We've been having a two-part conversation here, offering suggestions on how to have an extreme makeover for desperate households. If you missed any part of today's program, remember we are podcasting through iTunes. We also stream audio at our website at homeward.com. If you are not there already, you can check that out. All the archives are available to you without cost or further obligation. The podcast subscription is free as well. All you have to do is just go to homeward.com and you can get that process going, and that way you will not miss a moment of any of the Homeward broadcasts. So check us out online today at homeward.com.
Kathy Peel has been my guest today on Homeward. We've been talking about an extreme makeover for desperate households. Great title. It's interesting to me how quickly a fairly organized home can turn into an unorganized mess in such a short period of time. Now, I'm not just talking about the mess that comes with having teenagers at home who don't always pick up after themselves. It just happens. It takes a lot of work on an ongoing basis to keep a home in order. But without that constant attention, the problems will start to arise. I remember one time I was talking with a woman who taught me a very valuable lesson about that principle. Her husband had been one of the nation's most well-known Christian speakers. But, well, there was some infidelity in their relationship, and it almost cost them their marriage. Well, fortunately, they were able to make things work. And while they were healing their marriage, I had a chance to talk to his wife about what they had experienced. And she told me something that I will never forget. She looked at me in the eyes and she said, "Untended fires soon become nothing but a pile of ashes." Let me say it again. Untended fires soon become nothing but a pile of ashes. Well, I believe that's true. And every family has problems. That's a given. But there's a reason why some families survive tough situations and some don't. The ones who survive are willing to do the work to repair the damage, and then they keep working at making their families a priority. They tend the fire of their family and don't become just a pile of ashes. Well, you don't have to live as a desperate household forever, but you do have to be willing to do the work necessary to make your family whole again. I mean, your circumstances may not change, but your attitude about them can change, and that's going to make all the difference in the world.
Amen to that. And Jim, we know a lot of parents are listening to this program right now, maybe grandparents listening to this program right now, and they're wondering if they can actually have a positive impact. And we know that having the right attitude is a good place to start. One of the reasons we are so grateful to be able to broadcast the Homeward radio program on radio stations all across the country, and also through podcasting and online, is because we can make that connection with you as one of our listeners and also one of our supporters. We are completely listener-supported broadcast outreach, proud to to be affiliated with Azusa Pacific University, but the funding for this program comes through the faithful giving of people just like you. So if you can give a gift online today at homeward.com, we'd appreciate hearing from you. Your tax-deductible donation of $100 or $200 or more goes a long way toward helping support this broadcast ministry. You can also write to us at P.O. Box 1600, San Juan Capistrano, California, zip code 92693. Now for Dr. Jim Burns, our engineer Ben Camp, and the rest of the staff, I'm Roger Marsh. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time right here for another edition of Homeward. Homeward with Jim Burns is a production of the Homeward Center for Youth and Family at Azusa Pacific University.